salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So you're probably wondering what I'm going to say today, and I'm going to tell you what I always say and what I believe and what I know is going on. Listen, we are on our way to victory. Folks, we are on our way to victory. Now, I'm honored you would all tune in here, and I want all of you, if you can right now, notify everybody that you can. We're so over the target. We got a 10-day, if I get these numbers right, maybe Mike can help me out here, 10-day ban on YouTube, a 30-day ban on Facebook. And folks, I don't even really know what it was that we did. I couldn't post anything hardly yesterday. There was no signal getting out of D.C. So anything that I would have put on Facebook that would have, I don't know what it is, other than we are over the target. And as Alex Jones said about 25 years ago, it's an info war. It's an information war. And boys and girls, we are a dead center target in this information war. Not just us. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just a fly on the butt of a elephant. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you something. We are over the target like we never been. I want to encourage you today. We're going to have a rousing show. I don't know about you guys. I got in about the time I got up. Normally, you know. Let me just start by saying this to everybody who came. God bless you. God bless you. And I ask for some mercy. Is that the right word? Grace, whatever that word would be today. I ask for it for some of you because I know some of you did not have the experience that you wanted to have. In other words, sometimes you weren't at the place you wanted to be. Sometimes you weren't. I understand that, folks. I understand that. And I just ask for you, please just don't start off today. Please don't start sending me emails about, well, yeah, I wanted to be here and I got here. We had 129 people, I think, who joined us. It was the most remarkable thing that we, for the most part, were able to move 129 people around D.C. The planning of Polly Heath and Mike Heath and Gary and Clay. And see, as soon as I start saying names, I'm going to forget people. I'm telling you, man, it was unbelievable. And the way we were able to move people in and move people out and get people around, and Jeff Klein and all he did arranging the vans, and Pastor Bill Dunphy, and just a lot of great help. And some of you for the first time were baptized into the fire. And it was probably somewhat of a rude awakening. As my buddy John Barnett says, we have to have the rude awakening before we have the great awakening. And so, again, I want to thank everybody and apologize at the same time. It was not the perfect trip for those of you who flew. Some people came clear across the country and weren't able. I was talking who was I? Come on, get my brain. Kick in here, brain. Kick in here, brain. I was talking last night about the fact that the guys were up. One group was up and started out up at the Capitol. The rest of us were down by the Washington's Monument, sort of. And it wasn't a whole lot going on up at the Capitol at 7 o'clock when we got down there. But there were so many people down by the Washington's Monument, like we couldn't even move. It was so thick with people, we couldn't move. And we stood down and just stood, folks. We just stood. I'm not talking about walk. We just stood for about five hours while the Trump show was put on. And it was, I mean, well, I could dissect that thing a little bit. But then we started to march to go back up because of the rest of the thing. I tell people all along that the real party is going to be at the top of the hill up at the Capitol. That's where all the action is. And by the time we got in, marched up there and got up to the top of the hill, yeah, it was already gone, man. It was already happening. And so, hey, folks, you can't be everywhere at once. You just can't. And I want to share with you, and I'm going to open a show up a little bit. Hey, do me a favor, Sheldon, Spencer. John Brockoff's still here, and Patsy Loon is still here, and I was up at about 4 o'clock still helping people get back from their vans and get their stuff and put up DC Burning, if you would, for me real quick there, Spencer. Because, folks, I want you to look at this real quickly. We're in an information war. You all can see what's up on your screen right now. You know what that is, folks? That's what they did to Washington, D.C. a few months ago. That's an aerial photo of what BLM and Antifa and those folks did to Washington, D.C. last summer, right? And what they did is they set us up on a PSYOP yesterday to try to make us BLM light. That's what they tried to do, folks. And this is part of the information war that's going on. And here's going to be your greatest battle. And my greatest battle is you're going to have to convince the people that you come in contact with that what happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. wasn't this. This wasn't what happened. The storming of the Capitol building, the infiltration of Antifa, BLM, as part of that infiltration. Yes, patriots did break through. They did break through and get into the Capitol building. Yes, but can I tell you something? Are you listening to me? They let us. Folks, listen to me. They let us break through. They let the patriots break through and then embedded BLM in the group. And all the wicked, crazy stuff that happened inside that Capitol building, that was not done by patriots, folks. That was not done. Now, let me paint a picture here. I'm going to let you all get in here because people need to hear from your own personal experiences what you saw. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it when we walked up to the, when about 1 o'clock when we got up to the Capitol building, and I looked around and there weren't any police. There weren't any police.
Weren't there.
Normally, remember, we've been to Washington, D.C. two times before we went yesterday. There are police everywhere around the Capitol. You can't get close to the Capitol. And I walked up there yesterday, and here we are, a million people strong, and I was looking everywhere. Wasn't a cop to be seen. Where are the cops? So we know this, don't we? That they knew there were going to be a million Trumpsters in town, and the most powerful deliberative body in the world was in session inside that building, and not a cop on the outside blocking anybody from getting near the building. Somebody say amen or raise your hands out. Coach, well, you're right, Coach.
Amen.
There was nobody to stop us.
Definitely amen.
Nobody to stop
us. You hit it right on the head.
Amen, Coach.
And so they wanted the building to be breached. They wanted it to be breached. They embedded Antifa, BLM. They embedded those guys who were dressing like Trump guys. They said, but they weren't dressing like Trump guys. And they were the ones who got in there and took over the Senate chambers. And one guy, are you ready for this? They had two people who crapped on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That wasn't patriots, folks. That wasn't the patriots. Yeah. And did you see last night? Did you see what happened last night? What did the Senate House representatives say? Oh, they said, well, boy, I was sure with Trump. Not now. After they attacked, oh, this is tyranny. This is over. You saw? Do you see the PSYOP? Do you see the game that is being played in front of us? Because if we don't see it and don't understand what's going on, we're never going to get. Now, hang on. I know you want to get in here. I want you to get in here. We're fattening the most fat bat. Can you believe this, my friends? The president of the United States banned from communicating with the American people. Just think about that for a second. The president of the United States, Facebook, Twitter, Twatter, Twitter, Twimmer, president of the United States, not permitted to communicate with the American people. Never seen anything like it ever in my life. Ever seen anything like it. And so we know this, as I said, those of you, I'll probably start to get some emails here because where are you this morning, Coach? We are banned. We are banned, folks. We are banned. And all we're doing is putting out the truth of what we see going on all around us. Listen to me. We have got them cornered. We got them cornered. Now, how long have we been hearing, starting next week, it's coming out tomorrow. We're dropping the bomb tomorrow. The mother of all bodies, it's coming tomorrow. And here we are. Here we are with Joe Biden supposedly appointed or approved last night as president of the United States. Where is it? Where's the mother of all bombs? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Is it coming? I don't know. Is there corruption? Yes. Is there a redress of grievances? No. Who do you turn to? Donald Trump went on and on and on in kind of a disjointed speech yesterday, listing all the states and all the cheating that went on. And then it's like you say, hell, pardon me, he's no different than me. Nobody listens to him. He doesn't have any place to turn. Or does he? Or does he? Is there something going on in this psyop that we still do not understand? And I don't know. So, hey, listen, you better tighten your belt and get ready to earn your meal money, because we are either on the way to hell or we're getting ready to crush hell. I don't know which one it is. But that is where we're sitting. That is the verge of what we see going on right now. Let me throw something else at you real quick, then I'll open up a little bit. Here's one of the psyop things I don't understand, okay? I wish my buddy, good buddy Norm Emmett was in the show. I don't know, he's probably listening. If you are Norm, identify yourself if you're listening. I don't know if he's up. I can't believe any of you guys are up. Kevin Van Storen and his crew came all the way from Missouri. Red guys come all the way down. Ray came all the way down from Wisconsin, Ohio. Brett drove all the way up from Florida. I can't believe you guys are in here today. But I used this illustration all day yesterday regarding Mike Pence. Coach E, are you in here? Coach Carr, are you in here? Is Coach Mark in here? I don't know if he is, because I want to do an illustration to you folks to show you that not is all what it seems to be, and I don't know. When I lost my job at London High School football coach, and I got fired at London High School, and I got the word they were going to fire me, I went to my two assistant coaches, well, all of them, my two real assistant coaches, Mark Collier, who I coached in high school, and Coach Norm. You guys all know Coach Norm. And I sat down and I said, listen, guys, here's what's going on. They're pulling a coup here. They're pulling a coup on me as football coach. And I don't know who's behind it, and I know what's going on, but they're going to fire me. They're going to fire me. And Norm and Mark and I had been through all the wars together. And I said, Norm, listen, this is what's going on. You know what Norm Emmett said to me? I talked to Norm last night. You know what Mark Collier said to me? He says, Coach, we're going down with you. And I knew they were. Now, watch what was going on yesterday. And I asked myself, Lord, how could Donald Trump and Mike Pence be the head coach and the assistant coach, and Donald Trump not know Mike Pence was going to sell him out? Something's not right here, folks. Something's not right here. Something's not right. Huh? And at what point, I asked myself, at what point did Donald Trump know Mike Pence had sold him out? And if Donald Trump knew Mike Pence had sold him out, why did he keep him around? Hey, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I don't have it figured out, but I'm going to tell you this. All is not what it seems. It's not, friends. It's not. So I'm not here. I am the eternal optimist. I'm not trying to say something. I'm not trying to paint a picture that's not the picture. But we do not know. We don't know the end of this story. We don't know this story, folks. We do not know this story. And I cautioned you about this a week ago. Don't overreact immediately. Don't let that happen to you, okay? Now, problem. There's no redress of grievances. We have in America no redress of grievances. We all see the evidence. We all see the crime. And we have no one to turn to. No one. Who do you turn to? Who do you turn to when you can't get any justice? And folks, it's not only the President of the United States who can't get any justice. Most of us can't either. And so we are under the hand, the thumb of a tyrannical element. Call it whatever you want to. Something really, 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 really big's going on. Something really big's going on. And I think something really, really big is getting ready to happen. I see Randy in there all frustrated, can't get his. Okay. It was what I want to show him, Lord, what I want to show him. Folks, evil is being exposed like never, ever, ever before. It's almost like the black hats have put on a black hat. Look at the Congress. Look at the Senate. Look how those phony rhinos are being exposed. Look how they're being exposed. Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell. We could go on and on and on. They're being exposed. So no longer do we have to wonder which side they're on. We see it. It's very, very clear. Those of us that have eyes to see, ears to hear, we see how corrupt the system is. Our eyes are beginning to waken up now and realize how they've been screwing us over. What? Man, oh man, the great revealing, the great revelation. It's happening. It's happening right now, man. It's happening right there. So I want to encourage you. I still want to encourage you. Something's happening. And it's not at all what it seems to be. Again, let me say this. I'm going to open it up here, man. Let me get over here on my squad so I can see who's got a hand up in the air and all that stuff. Because I do want to get some of you in here. Because I want you guys to tell your story. I got a couple of videos I have to show. Myra, I'm sorry we lost you. I don't know how we lost you. We lost Myra. God bless. We lost several people. I mean, it's chaotic. The whole thing was chaotic. It was chaotic. The Patriots did get in the house, but they didn't do destruction. Folks, listen to me. You see that picture right there? You see the picture that's up on the screen right now? I want you to know something. When the Patriots broke into the house, no guns, no clubs, no knives,
no violence.
They just broke into their own house. And what did the media try to do? The media tried to make it that picture right there. And that wasn't what it is. And it's a psyop to turn those all, read your Facebook page, all those holier-than-thou Christians out there. Oh, that's so un-American. And oh, we can't act like they act. And we didn't. We didn't. See, that's the thing. And so they divide and conquer us through lies. We cannot be ignorant of Satan's devices. Let me jump in here real quick with Clay. Come on in, Clay. What do you got to say?
Coach, I'm on my way to work, so I hope y'all can hear me good. But I wanted to let you know, you're exactly right, and I could talk about this for an hour, but first let me just say that at the rally, something was strange about that rally, because all we did was stand there for 5 hours and listen to some music and the same things that we've heard over and over and over. So no. I don't know if we were getting played or what that was about. But when me and you got up there and the rest of the group was approaching the Capitol building, you know, and those metal barriers were laid up on that wall there, and there were no police officers trying to stop anybody from climbing over those metal barricades. Then we walked all the way up through the grass and everything. And then you remember me and you saw about 20 D.C. police officers, or at least that's what they were supposed to be. And then I told you, it looks like they're going to block those stairs off. We're not going to be able to go up those stairs. And then those police officers ran up to the top of the stairs, and it stood there while everybody walked past them.
It was amazing. It was amazing, Clay.
It was a setup. You know,
so the thing is, in my opinion, is exactly what you said. This was a Hollywood production, basically, staged. And then they let the people in there, and they did what they wanted to do. And then they knew that they would get a gang-type morale started. And then the bad guys would blend in with
the good guys. They gave the good guys a reason to turn on the side of the bad guys. Do you understand that? They had, 11 senators that were going to oppose it? And then all of a sudden, oh, no, Trump's people are so bad. I'm sorry, I can't defend that anymore. It gave them the opportunity to flip. It was a psyop. It's unbelievable. Come on in real quick, Myra. You're in here.
Yes, good morning. First of all, thank you to my brothers and sister to help me. Everything was fine. I got home. It was definitely a setup. When I was walking, it was a short set of steps. There was a woman with a hammer, with a drum, going, just beating the drum. She was a witch. I feel like in my spirit she was a witch, and a sacrifice has been done, which was a murder.
Yep, that's right. First death of the Second American Revolution, I believe, happened yesterday. You're right, Myra. I agree with that, folks. Got a lot. Let me get Luann. Come on in here. Then Luann, come in, and then Larry. Go ahead, Luann. Go ahead.
I'm here. I was watching the whole thing yesterday, but
No, you weren't. Go ahead. You were watching what they were showing you, Luann. Go ahead.
No, I was in there with.
Go ahead, Larry. I didn't mean to help. Listen to me. If you're going to get your feelings hurt, go watch somebody else. I'm going to tell you something, Luann. You watched what they showed you. Come on, Larry.
No, I wasn't watching them. I was watching people on that was in the group.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yep. So what? Are your feelings hurt now? No. Feelings hurt?
I think she has a bad connection, Coach.
No, God bless you. That's all I got to say.
Okay. I'm sorry, Luann. God bless you. Okay, I'm sorry if you didn't make it the right way. I'm sorry. My fault. Hey, give me a little slack here, will you? Come on, Larry.
Hey, Luann didn't finish what he wanted to say first.
No, go ahead. Yes, she did.
Okay. Got two things. One is trusting in God is not a part-time or a pick-and-choose thing. In other words, we can't trust in God when it seems like it's convenient to trust in God. You either trust in God all the time or you don't. You acknowledge him in all your ways or you don't. Now, here's I'm in the process of making a video. That's why I was a little late coming in this morning. And please humor me. My fellow patriots, it's less than 2 minutes. My fellow patriots, the events of the past 65 days, that is from Election Day to now, 7 January 2020, have demonstrated that without the direct intervention of God Almighty, our once great nation is now in the midst of being allowed to suffer the consequences of our collective actions. As a nation, we have gone from calling sexual behavior that is an abomination to God's sin to actually celebrating it and even rewarding those who participate in it. We have also abandoned all pretense of even investigating evil. Instead, we accept obvious cheating, dishonesty, and outright lying as the way it is. I say we have done this because while we may not personally condone these things, we are guilty of having watched the slow change of our country without stepping up, declaring what we saw as being wrong, and taking action to stop it. We allowed our judicial system to become completely perverted to the point it protects evil and punishes goodness. This happened, for the most part, because we fail to adequately monitor the actions of our elected representatives and hold them accountable for the wrong they created and promote. We are also guilty of sitting idly by and expecting others to do the hard work of pushing back against evil and proclaiming the simple truths from God's word. I am asking for those of you who hold to the validity of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I'm asking you to join with me in personal repentance that I trust will lead to a national repentance so this verse can manifest in our country. Those of you who would like to be a part of this national effort, please, et cetera, et cetera. It's as simple as God's word puts it. If we turn from our wicked ways, if we pray, if we humble ourselves, and that turning from our wicked ways is our personal repentance, without that, we cannot expect God to accept a national repentance.
Come on in, Rick. Come on in, Rick Simpson. Then Kimberly will be after Rick. Go ahead.
Coach, it's Randy. Yeah. Randy. We're in the motel. We're on the way home.
Okay.
Coach, Larry, I love you. I love your message. You're right on, but it ain't to me and it ain't to us. It's to the people that you're dealing with or outside. This is, Coach, this is where we're at. God has taken us to the front line to see the truth. Yeah. Now, Coach, now you're giving everyone here listening the bullets, the ammo to take back to their community, to their home, to their sphere of authority, and to tell the truth. Coach, we are witnesses. We witness the truth.
Yes.
That's what God took us in for. We stood there and we saw all the witchcraft go on. We saw this set up. God, I laid here in bed, Coach, this morning. I was just pondering, and he showed me the whole plan of Antifa and BLM. I see what they did. I understand it. They did this thing. Now they're going to take this narrative and push it to the country and try to turn the people against us. They're trying to take down Christianity, Coach.
Amen. Exactly.
And Coach, you are so on the target this morning. You are perfectly saying what God has given you. Amen. Just keep flowing. Nobody take us out of the flow, please. We are in a flow here.
Thank you. So let me get in. I know, Dale, I know you want in here. I know. Listen, let me do this, folks. This is so critical because you will never see this. Pull up inside the building, Mike. Pull up there the video inside the building. Folks, listen. There is great stuff going on, okay? Great stuff going on. This is about a seven-minute video. I want you to watch this, friends, because you're not going to see this anywhere. This is what happened inside the building. And you're going to see young men inside the Senate chambers crying out in repentance for the Lord. It's a powerful, it's about 7 minutes, but it's worth it. Mike, Spencer, put it at about time and a half. I think we can do that. You won't see this. Anyway, folks, these were patriots, Christian patriots, getting into this building, not to destroy stuff. No. When was the last time the cry for repentance took place inside the Senate chambers? Go ahead and play this.
Let's talk about what happened.
Okay.
Yep. Tell me, you came here by yourself, right?
I did. Yep.
All right. And what happened? You went to the Capitol? You just made your way to the front? Yeah.
So we listened to the president's speech over at the Ellipse in front of the White House, and we made our way down Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenues and walked up to the Capitol building. And by the time I got there, there were people already way up, climbing scaffolding up there, climbing up the stairs. There wasn't even any barricades to keep us out, like maybe there were before I got there, but they were gone by the time I got there. And I wanted to see what was going on, so I just kept climbing as far as I could. And you just have to understand, there's so many people out there, you could only move so fast. Like everybody's trying to get up close to the building, and you just couldn't even move for a lot of the time. You had to wait for people to kind of filter up as they, you know, different people were, I don't know if they were opening new parts of the stairs or something, but eventually I made it up around the building, the Capitol building.
And what made you decide that you wanted to go inside the Capitol?
That's an interesting moment. I think I just saw it happen, and I was like, there's something going on here. This is a moment in U.S. history that, like, it's not unlike, like, the days of the beginning of the country. Like, it's just like, there at some point, there's enough illegal behavior and there's enough crimes against the Constitution being committed by the elected officials that, you know, what are you supposed to do? You know, nobody in the courts will listen to, they won't even take a look at the evidence. They just dismiss court, you know, all the election fraud cases on grounds that there's no standing or whatever. Like, so, you know, at some point you reach a point and you just say, well, how, none of my institutions are working. Yep. None of this, like this, it's just, what am I supposed to do?
When you woke up this morning, you obviously had no idea that you would be storming the Capitol and breaching the Capitol building and going inside. And you,
no.
You shot some video in there, and
yeah.
we're gonna show some of that. How long were you in the Capitol?
Oh, man. You know, it seems like such a long time because you're just all senses are go and you're paying attention to everything. I would guess between 30 and 60 minutes total.
Wow. And how many people were in there?
In the hundreds that I saw, but it was just such chaos because there would be a group with me and a group of people that are blocked by a line of law enforcement officers, which, by the way, most of my interactions with them were they were professional, trying to do what they were, you know, fulfill their duty, and the people us were just, you know, mostly respectful as you can be when you're kind of really pushing in on somebody's space like that. But then there'd be us, and then there's a line of police officers or whatever law enforcement, and then behind you'll see other people just running around. Like, it's just absolute chaos, and you're like, the Capitol building is huge.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. Like, you get in there and you're like, oh, like, now we're going to go, you know, make our voices heard on, you know, the floor of the Senate or the floor of the House.
You went all the way to the Senate floor.
I did. And we said a prayer in there. There was a guy up there. Actually, there was one guy up there who just said we should pray. And so some of us did. And he was on his, like, bullhorn microphone thing. And he just, you know, consecrated it to Jesus and said, you know, that to me was the ultimate statement of where we are in this movement. It's like, you know, there's a flag that goes around out there, the appeal to heaven.
Yep.
And that was one of the original movements in what became the United States, is we appeal to heaven because we, as individuals, we're powerless. You know, we've been betrayed by Congress. We've been betrayed by the judicial branch. We've been betrayed by our local governments, our mayors and everything. Like, I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. Well, how do you feel about what went down today?
I feel... I'm kind of conflicted because, you know, you violate someone else's space. You know, you force your way into a building. In some ways, that really feels wrong. But whose space is that? Mm-hmm. That really does belong to us. And there's, you know, that should only be an absolute last resort. And we'll see how. I mean, I don't know that, you know, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But it's just, you come to the end of your rope and you say, what else am I supposed to do? And you get swept up in a movement. And there's a bunch of people running and doing this. And it's just, all of a sudden, you don't. It's not the logical mind that's working anymore. It's you're just reacting to things. And finally, there's a chance that you can be heard and you can have, your voice, patriotic voice for the Constitution, for the legitimacy of votes. Like, I mean, finally, there's a chance. And I mean, we took that chance. Mm-hmm. And, God will judge us, for what we did. And I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Like, I mean, there's no judgment that stands against me. Perhaps I did something wrong, I tried to be as respectful as I could while I was in there, while still saying what I felt needed to be said. But what were we supposed to do? Yeah. What are Americans supposed to do? Like, just no one will even listen to us. None of these people in Congress, none of these people, like, they just don't listen. Mm-hmm. Well, hello, can you hear me now? Yeah.
Coach, so folks, they went in there with a bullhorn in the Senate chambers and cried out to the name of the Lord and appealed to heaven. When was the last time that has ever happened? Now, I want to ask you something. Is this the picture you're getting from the media? Or, as somebody else said sooner, are they trying to paint us all with that same Antifa broad brush, right? And get other Christians to say, oh, I reject them. I reject everything they do. What a demonic psyop that's going on around us. Pastor Dale, do you want to come in? By the way, folks, just raise your hand if you have something you want to say. Dale went up. Vinny, come on in.
Yep.
No? Go.
Yeah, Coach, what CNN tried to do, remember 6 o'clock yesterday, they instituted the curfew? What they did was they tried to turn it into a black and white issue. They tried to say that, oh, look at all these white nationalists getting to the White House. Black people would never be allowed to do that. What a bunch of crap. There weren't black Americans up there, Chinese Americans. I mean, come on, it's just ridiculous. It's race baiting.
Vinny, they keep serving up the same dead fish and we keep swallowing it. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Ridiculous. Ray LeBlanc, come on in, Ray. Ray brought a crew all the way from Wisconsin and they're still not home. Come on in, Ray.
Hey, yes, just giving you an update. We're in Chicago area. A few hours away. Drove all night, but it was just tremendous turnout, and I think we don't realize what happened in the spiritual realm, what we did. It might not have looked might have looked negative in the natural, but I got a feeling heaven's gates were shaken yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
That's all I want to say.
Come on in, Jared.
Dave. Yeah, let's hear from Jared a little bit.
Sorry, here we go. Test. Okay. Just the question we started with, and I think I just hope we don't, well, I'm not going to get distracted with trying to be perfect in the eyes of the propagandist media that hates us.
Amen.
In the sense of I'm not really sure how you have justice and good optics. So either I think we get to choose now, and we get to choose to fight for justice, period, and then optics, well, they are what they are, right? I mean, it's almost like if you're punishing your kid, what do you think your kid's going to write about you in his little newspaper column after you punish him, you know? He's not going to be too glaring, but you know you're doing the right thing when you're spanking him, but he's writing his little newspaper column telling all his friends, my parents are mean, and yeah, that's what he's going to write, but you're still doing the right thing. Mom and Dad, that's where we are.
Amen, Jared. We either fear God or we fear the media.
Revelation. Revelation. Yeah, go ahead, Dale. I'm sorry. And then Revelation 20:13. Go ahead, Dale.
Amen, Jared. You know what? Spot on. You know, I wonder if Jesus was going into the temple for redress of grievances when he went in there and flipped the tables, made a cord, and drove out all those businessmen that day, disrupted their business. Now, Coach, one of the reasons why I raised my hands is just now, Representative Gates on the House floor made the point that it has been clarified and duly noted that they have proven that it was Antifa that breached the House chamber yesterday. Brother, right. That took guts for him to say that.
Hey, you may find
it. Yes.
Click on, listen to me. Let's not, as Christians, I'm not saying this about you, Dale. Let's not, as Christians, say, we didn't do that, because Christians, patriots, did breach the door. They did breach it. But now, hang on a minute. But we have to understand that embedded in that, I believe, was Antifa and Black Lives Matter, permitted by the police to go do that. Now, if we can pull up where it says, it was way too easy. Pull that up there. Now, somebody tried to say something. Come on.
Yeah, that was me, Coach. I was just trying that was my flip side. That's why I said,
yep.
And when Jesus went into the temple and he drove out the money changers and he flipped the tables.
That's right.
Was that a shameful moment?
I don't think so. So we should say, patriots should say, yes, we did break in there. Yes, we did. We Coach, did go in there.
There was a video of 5 white vans coming in with state police loaded with Antifa.
I got a better one.
I got
a better one than that too, Steve. If we can, do you have it there? Okay, folks, look up on your screen. This is from Natural News. Hey, listen. I'm proud of those people who broke into that bill. I'm proud of them, folks. Our founder said that sometimes we got to stand up and push back. Sometimes we have to fight to overthrow. Sometimes we have to, right? So look right here. Pull the screen up a little bit more. This was the guy. This is one of the guys that the media put out there as a Trump supporter. The guy on the right with the horns on, right? He's one of the Trump supporters. How stupid are you to think that guy's a Trump supporter? Now look over to the left. That's a picture of him a few months ago doing it in Portland or someplace. Same dude, Trump supporter. Yeah, right. Scroll on up a minute. Scroll on up because I want you guys to see this.
He's dressed like Baphomet.
Just like Baphomet. I want you to understand we're not making this up, folks. Scroll on up a little bit higher, Mike or Spencer. going up the picture. Going up if you can.
We are.
Yeah, going up. There he is again. Okay, stop. Hey, folks, you don't have to believe this if you don't want to. You don't have to believe this. But here's a video of the D.C. police escorting these black dressed guys in. It's very, very short, but watch it. It's right on your screen. Go ahead and watch it.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go. And they just breached the Capitol again.
Huh? That's on Trump supporters. They're dressed in black. And the police are saying, come on. Come right on in. Scroll on down one more. Scroll down one more. There's no policeman. There's nobody trying to prevent anybody from getting in. Nobody's preventing anybody. Scroll down one more. Folks, you got to see this stuff. We got to see it. We got to understand what happened. There's the call for him to come. There it is. Antifa came in. We're permitted to come in. So what? They could poison those of us who were there to do righteous work. Roger, I've heard you try to come in. Then Steve. Go ahead, Roger. No? I thought I did. Go ahead, Steve.
Dave, that's what I...
Go ahead, Roger. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve, go.
I said my piece about the van with 5 brought in by the state police. There's a video on that. It was crazy.
Right. So it was a PSYOP setup for sure. Was that Roger trying to get in? Whoever that was.
Dave, no, that's what me. They had. Yeah, Dave, they had to have known the setup. They had to have known the setup.
Of course they did.
This was allowed to take place.
It was.
They say that Trump has flown to Texas to a military installation there. You know, maybe the word is still, maybe there's hope out there. Who knows? But this was a setup. There's no doubt about it.
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, it's Rich Howell. I was at the portico before the trouble started. I saw everything unfold. And I got there ahead of the large march. There were already a large number of patriots at the Capitol building, and I was struck by the fact it seemed easy to get up the steps. It hadn't been like that in a couple of decades, that I recall.
That's right. You can't get up those steps. They got cops out there, right? There's no cops anywhere, were there, Rich?
Well, there weren't. And the strange thing was there were throngs of people, almost like I would describe as berms. And I just, you know, I wanted us to go up there and make a presence. And I said, you know what? We do have the right to be to the steps. There were no policemen there. I got close. And as I was going up the hill, I could hear a bang thud. We were wondering what that was. And there was tear gas being fired. Now, I don't know when they decided to fire it, but I hadn't seen anything happen up until that point. Then when I got to the patio entrance, just maybe quite a distance from where the scaffolding was, I could smell the tear gas and I backed off. I said, okay, wait a second. This isn't the place to be at this moment. Then when it cleared up, I went back again. And then I noticed a couple of people going through the scaffolding. I said, huh, what's going on here? And then I see a scuffle on the, it would be the right side of the staircase where the house chambers were. And the police were coming down, and then some of the fellows were engaging with them. I couldn't tell who they were. And then one of them seemed to throw a canister back at one of the policemen, and he had to be taken back up because he had something in his face, obviously, injured. And a couple of them, you know, scurried back again. Then all of a sudden, then I came back a third time, and I said, okay, they're going in, and I see some guys at the top saying they look surprised. I could tell when you have that expression. You see that expression in somebody's face. Hey, the doors are open. Hey, look, guys, we broke them down. It's like, hey, the doors are open. Let's go in. I was thinking to myself, this is a trap. You know, this is a trap. First of all, I'm not the kind of guy, you and I have known each other for years now, that likes to go in and breach something like that. However, what was happening was momentous, and I can understand why people felt the way they did. You know, part of me said, you know what? Yeah, I'd like to walk in, but I didn't want to. I didn't do it. And so I was standing outside, and I saw them going in. I said, something's wrong here. Something is deadly wrong. Then I walked back, and as I'm walking back, I noticed a man being carried. And I said, oh, my God, his jacket's ripped. He had been shot by rubber bullets. Now, this man was pretty nondescript to me. He had cowboy boots. He looked like he was just a regular fellow. And he went into shock in front of us until the medics took him away. But people were astonished to say, why are you throwing tear gas at us? You know, if this was BLM or Antifa, they wouldn't be doing this.
That's right.
And
That's right.
And I saw the videos you did after the fact, because like you, you know, we couldn't even get near each other in most cases. I was getting news from people that were texting me saying, what's going on? This is what we're hearing. I saw people in the rotunda taking pictures, but I also saw some disturbing pictures of these BLM and Antifa provocateurs disgracing and desecrating the place, which is wrong. And then, of course, our enemies run with that. But there is no doubt our people were there to be peaceful. The people that need to be ashamed of themselves, the people that certified that vote, the people spreading this, there is no doubt, because we've been in D.C. before. The police, rank and file, are friendly on occasion. But as a group, you know, they're not differently to us. I mean, we've been blocked everywhere. I mean, the police were so wide open that day. It was insane. And it is important for us to get that message out there.
Amen. Amen. Folks, what we have on the screen right now, this was I don't know where this thing was posted. Antifa comrade, November 4th. Don't forget to disguise yourself as patriots. Trump supporters wear MAGA hats, use flags. What, huh? And a convincing police uniform is even better. Folk, what a psyop. What a psyop they pulled on us. Mark Trump, come on in. No, you didn't want to come in? Come on in then. Come on.
Oh, I'm coming in. I'm coming in. So I was going to just say that it's amazing to me.
You were there, right, Mark? You were there. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't walk up to the Capitol, but while we were there listening to Trump, he kept inviting us to the Capitol.
Yes.
All right. So when did Trump learn about Pence? It had to be before, because of the way he delivered it. He kept saying, if Pence doesn't do this, y'all saw it. So the timing, if y'all look at the timing of each one of these events, it obviously appears to be orchestrated, right? Yep. Especially Trump encouraging us to go down there, knowing that, guys, is Trump part of this? That's where I'm headed.
No, he's not.
Mark, what if Trump now will have, I'm just, hey, I'm like everybody else. I'm throwing out possibilities. What if Trump now has the ability to institute the Insurrection Act? Maybe he said government's out of control. What if he says martial law? I don't know, Mark. I don't know. There's so many folks, there's so many moving parts on this thing that it is so, boy, I'm telling you, you got to keep your eye on the ball because they run bootlegs on you and you reverse this and it gets your head spinning. So we got to be careful. Ohio Brett, come in.
Hey, Coach, I want to let you know that I want to go back to the glorious thing that you led. We got there. It was awesome to have that cross to follow that cross. But I know Clyde Cleveland's driving right now. We're almost back to Fort Lauderdale. But it was amazing to over a million people for us to pray together.
Amen.
Over a million people for us to sing the national anthem together. And for over a million people for us to say the Pledge of Allegiance together. Yep. Don't forget, friends, if you weren't there, that's what happened.
That's right.
What happened. And they're going to steal that moment from us by setting us up. And yes, some people decided to go in. You got to be careful when you do that. But don't let it ruin over a million people from all over the country coming in to join the movement.
Brett, that's what I said on my Facebook page before I got banned on my Facebook page. It was peaceful patriots, God-fearing people who came up and peacefully, I don't want to use the word protest. They petitioned their government. It was all peaceful. There was nothing of which going on, of which I was ashamed. Nothing. The gospel was being preached. Christian banners were being held. There's nothing. And to have this happen at the end, Antifa infiltration, I believe, planted inside to be able to give the narrative that we are no different than BLM. Go on in, Randy.
Coach, everyone's so right. Everyone's bringing so much truth here. This is good. Coach, we were trolled going in, walking in before dark. We were trolled by, there was a BLM group coming in behind Kevin, Ben, Story, and I. We looked at each other and said, yeah, that's who they are. We knew it. Coach, all day I saw the trolls going through. There was witches. We prayed over three witches, women, and we exposed them, and they run out of there. Coach, I'm telling you, the music they played was spelling everybody down.
It was very
troubling.
Yes.
The spiritual people were so troubled because it was them. They were doing this. A lot of the people that think they're on Trump's side and think they're on God's side is actually being used by Satan, by demonic things. Okay.
Amen.
We know that.
Amen.
We know that. Coach, Donald Trump is not part of this. He knew it was going to happen. This has to happen before he can do the Insurrection Act. Coach, he let it happen because the country has to see this. They have to know the truth. Donald Trump is not part of this. Don't go there, anybody. He knows what's going on, but we have to do this.
Okay, Randy, good point. Hang on, we'll get you in here. I got to make this point, folks. Listen, they told us, be careful. Don't go there. There aren't going to be any Jiffy Johns. No Jiffy Johns. Hey, folks, plenty of Jiffy Johns. They said, don't go there. There's going to be Antifa there, and they're going to beat you up. No Antifa there to beat us up, folks. They said, don't go there. There's not going to be any food. The hotels are all going to be closed. None of that was truth. Everything they told us, trying to scare us not to come, was not true. It was not true. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn? Kevin Van Story, then Silver, then Rachel. Go ahead.
I want to concur with what Randy said a little bit, and I probably would have been up there had we not had a medical emergency with one of our group, and I'm not going to leave anybody behind.
Right. Amen. Amen.
After hearing the rest of the events, and after, as Randy said, I mean, right there where we were at, there was three witches come up there, and it was pretty evident they were witches as we were walking up there, because we got off at Fugata, North Fugata, or whatever. Anyway, we walked up, and there was a group of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whoever, that were walking behind us, and I knew who they were, Randy knew who they were, and we were very situationally aware. And one of the things that I am so thankful was that I knew what was going on. My head was on a swivel, and I was paying attention, and the Lord was showing me things right, left,
pay attention, Kevin, pay attention, pick up, just all the time. And when that situation would, had I not had the medical situation with one of our group, I would have been right there, up there, where, probably with the guys that may have walked into the building. So the Lord put me aside once again, as he's done so many times in my life, to not be in harm's way and not put myself at risk. But I know what's being portrayed out there. We are being fed such a psyop. And even my own senator, who I was so proud of for a little bit, has turned Judas Iscariot on us. And I'm going to light him up as soon as I get an opportunity. First thing I'm going to do is get my people back to home. And then I'm going to go on a war path that you've never seen an Indian go on.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing your group, Kevin. Come on in, Silver.
Yesterday, I was barely able to contact anybody during all of this. I did talk to Myra a little earlier, that kind of thing. So I kind of monitored on and off and what was going on Facebook and back and forth and all this kind of stuff. And someone had mentioned something about, are we Mystery Babylon? Mm. I don't think we are, you know, but that's what they were saying. And I wrote this: we are Mystery Babylon. No other nation on earth has affected the planet more in all areas of life, especially in the spreading of the gospel. But since Lincoln, this nation has turned itself over to Satan and his dominion. Mm-hmm. We as Christians have been lax in our spreading of the gospel. But the gospel has changed to fit whatever needs need to be met.
Yep.
That's why we have rampant homosexuality in the population as well as the church.
Amen.
Just Catholics. Plus, we offer our unborn in the name of convenience. Mm. 70 plus million in the U.S. alone. These are the two biggies, plus tons of other sin in this nation. So what are we to do? Spread the gospel. Mm. That's the Great Commission. That's our commission. And do it until we die or he returns. Politics in this nation is dead and gone.
Expand the kingdom. Amen, Joseph. Come on in, Rachel.
All right, thanks, Coach. That was beautiful, Silver. Thank you. Guys, don't kick me out of the queue for saying this, okay?
We don't kick people out.
Actually, I'm going to skip a lot of the things I was going to say. I'm just going to say, bring up one thing, and maybe y'all can give me some clarification on this, because I heard in that huge omnibus bill that, you know, gives everybody their $600 or something as we decline into socialism. And I tried to look this up. I heard from people that I really do trust, like Doug Hagman. He investigated, he confirmed this, that in that bill, President Trump gave up the right to declare the Insurrection Act.
I don't know that. I don't know.
Not true.
Okay. Well, I had heard that, like I said, from people I trust. I don't know. It's something to look into and think about. Also, guys, he hasn't fired Fauci. He's instituted silly bump stock gun laws. Most of the members of his team are former CFR members. If you know who that, they're not good people. I'm just saying, keep your eyes open. I'm always going to fight for what I think is right and what I think is truth. And I've been led astray a whole lot. And so maybe I'm a little more skeptical than a lot of people. I'm still flying my Trump flag. I got my Trump sticker on my car. I'm just saying he has a whole lot of tools in his toolbox and he is not using them. And he put all of you patriots in harm's way yesterday.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Alan Zeifer. Come on in, Alan.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. I was watching that Congress last night and that Chucky Schumer. I wished I could reach in there and grab his jugular vein. But that sorry joker stood in there and called that place a sacred temple. And it is a temple full of devils, gods, and goddesses. And he said it was his temple was desecrated. And then another one stepped up there. I can't remember his name. And he was talking about if we go along and try to make Trump stay president, we're going to be just like Rome. Well, we are just like Rome.
We are. We're worse.
Roman gods high and lifted up in there. And that Leffler, I'm glad she didn't win, even though that Warlock that won, she's a turncoat. I don't know if you watched her or not. She got in there and backstabbed Trump. That Lindsey Graham backstabbed him. That Mitt Romney, the whole place stood up and cheered for Mitt Romney's speech, man. He's a devil. And so all the devils has been exposed. They're all devils. Rick Scott down here, my guy. Rubio.
That's awesome. It's
they
a great,
all stood yes. up and exposed themselves.
Yes, it's all being exposed. So we're in a time of great, great exposure. That's what I said. It's never been more clear. The good guys from the bad guys, never been more clear. Folks, listen, don't be despondent. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Listen, I coach football. Do you know how hard it is to win half of your games? Do you have any idea how hard that is? You go to a guy who's coached 35 years, and he'll have a record of 175 and 165. He barely won a little bit more than half his games. We are in the ebb and flow of war. The ebb and flow of war. Don't get up every day and check your statistics and see how far you've moved the ball. But the Bible says to plow your row. It doesn't say that, but it does. Plow your row. Keep your hand to the plow and don't look back. Quit being distracted by what's going on around you. And as Joe said, keep your eye on the prize. Preach the gospel. Expand the kingdom of God. Keep pushing forward. Yes, politics is part of it, but politics does not control it. It's just part of it. And if we will put Jesus Christ back in his rightful place, many of these problems are going to disappear. But my friends, we're going to have to fight to do it. They ain't going to give up power freely. They're going to have to fight to do it. We're wrestling. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood. Come on in, Paul Webb. Come on in, Paul.
Well, Coach, you know, politics is poly, many, ticks means bloodsuckers. So that's what you have right there, a bunch of bloodsuckers.
That's right. That's right. And we know what's going on. Yes.
And yesterday I got a mailer from one of my congressmen. I tore it up and threw it in the mail and threw it in the trash can because all these guys are a bunch of bums. I'm in Oklahoma here. We have a Senator Inhofe, been here for years, very well known, strong conservative. Oh, he's nothing, not a peep, not a word. In fact, said that he was going to almost like sound like well, it did support the Biden thing, you know. And so it just told me, and I'm going to be honest, I don't trust Trump. That's just me. I don't trust him. I don't think he's going to do what he keeps telling us he's going to do, because we've heard this for 4 years. Oh, right. We got this, nothing. But that's the way I am right now.
But I've been saying for 4 years, if Trump is part of the deep state, we're screwed already.
Yeah.
So we have no other horse to jump on this at this point, other than our Lord Christ. And Savior Jesus Christ. RJ Barnett. RJ Barnett, come on in. No? You out there, RJ? Trying to unmute yourself? No?
I'll speak.
Go.
Pastor Dale here. Coach, you're spot on. That's exactly it, man. Where it all lies to is that the world has no idea that there is already a monarchy and established, and it is Christ Jesus. And there is no prince of peace unless he is the peace that rules over our heart and over man. You know, the Lord showed me this, and I was just sitting here getting a cup of coffee, brother. And we got to begin to connect dots spiritually and naturally. Hebrews talks about that the earthly temple was made after the pattern of that which was in heaven. Think about this: Antifa and just good law-abiding people break into the house. See, there's no justice for either because they only serve self in DC.
Amen. 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 Folks, let me encourage you today. Let me tell you this. Just the last minute here as I wrap this thing up. I want you guys in here to know, guys and girls, how proud I am, how honored I am that you guys would sacrifice days off of work, money, get in your car, you're tired, You hate the road. You're trying to stay awake and travel all the way there to be part. There were times I'm sure you had to be standing there and saying, what am I doing here? What good is this? What good is it doing? Listen, the Bible says that the Lord commits to faithful men. Faithful men. Anybody can dance in the end zone when you scored a touchdown, boys. It's when the ball's down on the 1 yard line on the other end and you got to drive that thing out of there. It's frustrating. It's hard. And that nothing worth having ever comes easy. Don't ever forget this. It's always the darkest just before the dawn. I'm so proud of our team. I'm so proud. I was thinking of Mike Blake. Mike, are you at work, Mike? Are you at work already? Stayed up all night, drove all that way, probably back at work today at the crack of dawn.
Sacrifice. Going on 27 hours.
27 hours of sacrifices that people made to be there. Understand this. The Lord said, don't bring me anything that didn't cost you something. And I'm proud of you for the skin that you guys put in the game. Hey, you listen to me. We're going to win this thing. Hey, I know we win in the end. We're going to win this thing now. God bless you. You get the truth out to everybody exactly what happened. It was a powerful, patriotic, God-honoring event. Don't let them lie about what really went on. Boy, I'm glad to be part of this team. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.